Yo, what's up? What's going on? My shout out to the my Meat Pill community. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. How y'all guys doing, man? Shout out to y'all guys. Hope you guys are having a good day, all my chat room dogs. As we always do it, just want to let y'all guys know, you know, the show, the thing is, shout out to everybody. How y'all guys doing, man? Stand up, chat room dogs. Want to let y'all guys know about this show. As we always say about this show is 100% original. This show is 100% all about us. We are not following anybody else's steps. But in order to follow your own steps, gentlemen, we ask all you guys out there to go ahead and go to the store, go to Amazon, go to Michael's, go to Hobby Lobby, go anywhere you can, go get a 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead and get the 100-piece puzzle set, dump all the pieces on the box, throw the box away, and begin the process of learning game. And nobody on YouTube talks to you this way and shows you the game this way, gentlemen. If you guys want to call in, y'all have the number. Number is 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. If you guys have a question, guys, I ask all you guys, please take notes, get your crayons out, take notes. It's very important to really take notes and soak in what we're showing you, because what we're showing you is game. And we're showing you how to improve your life. We're showing you how to improve yourself. And we're going to show you something today when it comes to talking to women and stuff like that, that I want you guys to learn about and to also know about. And I just want to let you guys know that I wrote it down right here on this piece of paper. So just to show y'all guys. And yes, Red still says Eve the Dean because it's covering me up. So I have to switch that and put that on the other side. But guys, if y'all got any questions pertaining to the show, please ask. Lines are open. I guess, Tyler, you're going to give me my sound check. So let me, Tyler, I guess you're sound checking me. Tyler, we bring you in. Am I okay, Tyler?
Yeah, you sound good, Coach.
All right. Thank you, brother. Thank you. I appreciate the sound check. Thank you, Tyler. All right. Throw you back in. Thank you, Tyler. Guys, y'all have the number to call in. I welcome you all, man. This is going to be a good show for you guys out here, because I'm going to talk to you all about something that people don't talk to you about. And it's, guess what, one of the biggest, not one, I won't say one of the biggest, because there's no really big, but there's a lot of mistakes that y'all guys are making when it comes to communicating with women. And we're going to talk about today. And we're going to talk about how we're supposed to communicate to people. But first, before we talk about the way we're supposed to communicate to women, we're going to talk about how you guys communicate to women. All right. That's how we're going to do that. And guys, if y'all have a question, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got any question y'all have, we answer your questions and all of the stuff. Put a Q in there. If you want to call in, call in. We got you covered. So when it comes to talking to women and everything, there are two types of things that y'all are trying to do, doing it all wrong. So many of you guys out here do not understand the communication process between two people. And all your life you've been doing it wrong. You've been doing it absolutely wrong. And the way you've been doing it is you are doing it through a way of control. Well, yes, absolutely, Jay, talking at them, but that's how you're doing it, because you're trying to force her to be interested in you. And when you try to control or force a woman to be interested in you, guys, what will happen is that woman will build bigger and taller walls to either make you work harder or just make you give up. Most of you guys out here, when it comes to the game and it comes to how you guys are talking to women, or talking, most of you are talking at women, it's because you don't understand the rules of the game and the rules of what you're actually doing, and you don't even realize it, what you're doing, but you're actually doing this, and this is why women are not really finding any interest in you. Because a lot of you guys spend a great deal of time examining the woman, a great deal of time examining the situation or examining what you have to do or looking at the problems and issues that you may come into as an I do versus an I am. And because you don't know who you are, you cannot market who you are. And all you try to do is you try to force a sense of urgency in the woman. She's got to like you right now. Everything I do, I have to force and push her to like me. I have to force and push her to want to be with me, like me, or sleep with me. Dermatized, I knew her last night. I've been talking to this girl I met online for 2 weeks now. I haven't mentioned sex, etc. She's already met up with me. I'm assuming that I'm doing something wrong. Yeah, you've already wasted. You've been talking to her. You've been talking to her 2 weeks, so you are really 14 days fucked up. And this is exactly what you're doing right now. You're doing exactly what I'm talking about. You right now are beating around the bush, walking on eggshells, and are truly having boring conversations where you're trying to control a narrative of trying to force her to do something that she doesn't want to do. She doesn't want to do that. So your problem is that you have already fucked up because what I'm showing you right now is why you're doing it wrong, and I'll explain more, but it's a very good question, sir, a very good question. What are you looking for in here, dating app? A question is what I'm having, well, your bid takes care of that, where I'm having your, well, yeah, you got to get your bid, but that's an easy question to answer when you have game. But as I was saying before, guys, I got a question, y'all call in, whatever, but y'all guys are too busy trying to force importance to the woman. You guys don't hear, this is what y'all have to understand. The woman doesn't give a fuck about you. Doesn't give a fuck about how you are. She doesn't give a fuck about who you are and why you are. She doesn't care. And the reason why she doesn't care is because you're nothing to be a thought in her mind, because the more you try to control and kind of mentally bully her. And it's not, and I don't want to say it in a mean, like, bully bad, okay? It's just you don't know what you're doing. This is what I'm saying to you guys. Too far I bring you what I'm saying. You just don't know what you're doing. And because you don't know what you're doing, you're trying to force it in. You're trying to push the round peg into the square hole. Let me grab this. We'll continue our conversation. 240, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up, man? Hey, look. I don't know if you remember, but I called yesterday, and I'm back again today because I was just, you know, I just tried to set up a little link up with this woman I met.
And, okay, stop. All right, well, let's hear it. Okay. How'd you set it up?
Okay, I'm about to read you what I said word for word. Just let me pull it up. I was like, I said, and this is on the Instagram DMs. I said, hey, what's up? I really like to peel back the layers and get to know the real you behind that infectious smile. Here's my number. Shoot me a text so we can set something up.
No, again, you're controlling the narrative. You're trying to force a narrative. And I'll explain this. This is where y'all go wrong. This is why the bid is so important, because I want you guys to think of a woman as having a wall or a protective layer in front of her. And the problem is you're trying to force your way in that wall or in that door versus her opening that door because you stand out. Now, I like what you're saying, but you're saying it in the wrong time. That now is not the time to say what you need to say. You're saying good things, but now's not the right time to say it. Did she reply back to you?
Yes, and I'm a. This is
and
what
did
she
what, okay? What did she say? What did she say?
She said, "Hey, so you're super cool and all, but I don't see myself in a long-term committed relationship with anyone time soon because of
and what did you
because
say?
Of her lifestyle."
Okay, cool.
I didn't
what did you say?
I just,
all right, so what's the move here? Come on, no stop. Think. What's the move here? Come on,
I honestly don't know. That's
come on, listen to what she's saying. I know you're hitting me, but I'm trying to get you to think for yourself. What did she say? She's not looking for a long-term committed relationship, right?
Yes. Yes.
So what's the move here?
Well, what I was going to say was like, I was going to say that's a coincidence because I'm not either.
God damn it. Maybe. There you go. Yeah, stop. That's it. That's it.
Okay.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay.
Because you're taking what she's saying and returning serve by also leading at the same thing. So that's great. Send that to her.
Okay.
Because it's like whoever told you I wanted a relationship. and the only reason I'm saying I want to know what's behind that smile is because I don't operate like the average guy does.
Gotcha.
I look beyond what sight sees. You see what I'm saying? I need to see what's beyond that. And that's why I said that, because I'm not the average guy. But I never said I wanted a relationship. And the fact that you don't, hey, we have a lot in common.
Facts. Okay. I'm gonna shoot that at her.
Yeah, shoot that shit at her. Matter of fact, when you shoot it at her, put it in the fucking, you did it on Instagram, right? Right?
Yeah.
All right, so think about this. Instead of typing it, hit her from C. Voicemail.
Ooh.
Let her hear, and remember, we want to separate ourselves. Let her hear the sincerity in your voice. She can't read sincerity, but she can absolutely hear sincerity. You see what I'm saying, brother?
Thanks. Okay. I'm about to do that. I'm about to get to it.
All right, good shit, though. Hey, man, you had the answer. It wasn't me. You had the fucking right answer, brother. That was good shit.
Okay.
Respect. If she says something and we're still live, call me back and I got you, okay?
Oh, okay, and then I just want to let you know, bro, this is like my third time calling you, and I've been like consistently listening for a week, and like I'm really trying to like follow directions and make this shit my lifestyle and find myself, man.
But you just did it a second ago. I asked you what the answer was. You told me you had the right answer. Brother. That's what I'm saying. Okay. You did it. That's why I'm saying great job. But I'm here to help you and guide you. So if she replies back, let me know, and I got your motherfucker back, big dog, okay? All right, that's what's up. Let me get back to the guys and make sure I got all the questions and stuff like that from you guys. But as I say from you guys out there that's listening right now, is that y'all are trying to show importance through what y'all are trying to do, okay? All right? Steve, have you seen Loving Adults? No, I saw, I'll probably check it out. Perfect example of this guy with a horrible game and how his life falls completely apart because of it. I'm sure it'd be, I don't see anything as comedy. It's not comedy when y'all guys are falling apart. I don't find that funny. So no, that's a false statement. I will not find that funny, but I will check it out. But as I say to y'all guys out there, y'all guys are too busy trying to force women to like you. And that's not what we're trying to do. We're not trying to force her to like us at all. We're trying to show her something totally different when you're running game. What we want to do, instead of try to control, force, or bully our way in. We want to create an outcome based off of experience. By inviting her into your world so she can see through you trust, to build trust, not to have trust, to build trust. Why does Walt Disney, Six Flags and all that shit when y'all were a kid, why was it so amazing? Because it was so inviting, because it said, I'm not going to force you to enjoy us, but we welcome you and we'll invite you into our amusement park. And through our amusement park, you can go wherever you choose to go. And I promise, wherever ride, whether it's a swing, a water ride, a roller coaster, or one of those type where you're in the cart and just going around shit, whatever it is, you get to experience the amusement park. See, you don't go into the amusement park and you're forced to go right to the roller coaster ride, or you're not forced to go to the water rides and stuff like that. No, they open the doors up and allow you to go where you want to go. And when you go where you want to go, you then have the experience, because it's not based on the amusement park trying to force you to like them, you to like the amusement park. You see what I'm saying? Because they're, and team, what do you mean? Are you not fucking paying attention? If you pay attention, I already gave you a fucking example. You weird motherfuckers are thirsty, weird, creepy, and you're fucking, you're asking her a bunch of dumbass questions trying to get her to like you. Everything you're doing right now is an example of trying to do that. And I'm not saying you're trying to control her. You're trying to force her to like her. You're trying to pull her in a direction and say, like me, want me, or be with me, sir. That's what I mean. Come on, I said it already. But for a lot of you guys, this is where y'all go wrong, because you're not inviting her in to see you for what you are. The showing her technically the benefits that she will have when she decides to want to move forward with you. We don't force importance or like scare her and you've got to be with me. We don't do that. We show her the benefits of why us versus the average guy that is always trying everything he can to get her to like him right off the bat, as if you're the only guy on the world or something like this. No, she wants to make sure that she's making the right choice. But here's the problem. How can she make the right choice when you're always hovering, pulling her and trying to force her to like you when she doesn't even know anything about you? Which thus it turns her off and pulls her away, okay? It pulls her away. And can y'all please delete this guy, please? Can y'all let him go, please? Thank you. Please kick him out. Y'all kick him out, please. Go ahead and ban him. But as I was saying to y'all guys before, all you guys listening to me, that's very important for all you guys out there, is that what's very important to this game is that I want to make sure that when I'm dealing with a woman, I do it on my terms. But my terms are not to push importance, that there has to be a sense of urgency. There has to be a sense of urgency to give me an opportunity. See, the reason why 99.99999% of you guys fail is because you're pushing urgency. Because you run out of so many things to talk about, so many things to discuss, and so many ways to be, that most of you guys say, okay, I'm going to throw everything I got at it right now because I ain't got nothing left, and hopefully something I throw at it is going to make her change her mind, and it doesn't work that way. The game doesn't work that way at all. The important thing that I try to share with all you guys that separate us from everybody else is that I try to force you guys to create experiences within yourself to show her. I'm not trying to force you to want to be with me. I'm not forcing you to like me, because I don't even want you to like me. I don't want you to love me and all that other shit, or be attracted to me. I keep telling you that shit, but y'all want that weak shit. But 860, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve the Dean. Thank you for putting on this show. Really appreciate it. So I'm just actually, I just want to gain your perspective and advice on a situation. So about 2 months ago, I called into the show regarding about girlfriend of mine. She asked for space. She told me, let's fix that. So you helped me when I told her that, hey, see who you want to see. Hang with out whoever you want to hang out with. I'm going to do the same, but if you want this dick, hit my line. So it's been like 2 months, and she hit me with like, hey, haven't heard from you in a while. Hope all is well. And I'm just not understanding the context of her texting me that after 2 months since I last talked to her and since I last called into the show.
Well, didn't you say to her, hit me up when you want some dick?
That is true.
So if you said hit me up when you want some dick, and she's hitting you up right now, what's the problem?
I guess, I don't know, I guess I'm just not too sure on how to lead back into it.
Hit me up when you want some dick. She hits you up. So what aren't you sure with, brother?
But she didn't hit me up like, hey.
Sir, they're not gonna just call you, say, I wanna come over and suck your dick. They're not gonna do that. She hits you. You told her a command. And she's hitting you up now. So why are you not saying, okay, I'm free tonight at 8 o'clock, wear something sexy, and I look forward to seeing you soon. But your fail is going to be you ain't got no fuck game. See, this is what I understand about you. Why don't you have the Kissing 101? What products do you have? What products do you have?
You gave me the Kissing 101. Then that's all I have.
Why don't you have the making out, the fucking 101, the master to bear? Why don't you, it's been months. Why don't you have that shit, dweller? There was a fucking discount all month in August. Why the fuck didn't you get off your lazy ass and get any of that shit?
I was actually just working and focusing.
I'm hanging.
Like,
okay. This is not for you. This is not, you're in the wrong place. You don't want to learn shit.
I do want to learn shit.
You lying motherfucker. You don't want to learn shit. I just asked you why you get this shit. And your fucking lazy ass had the opportunity to build your fucking repertoire up. But yet, you want to tell me that you were fucking busy working? That's your fucking excuse? That's your fucking excuse?
No, sir. No, you're 100%
then what
right.
Is your
I didn't fucking, take the responsibility.
Well, then this ain't for you. I help you out. Now she's coming back, and there's nothing to come back to. Because you ain't build yourself and prepare for this moment. This ain't for you, dog. You ain't built for this shit. You're law zero. Because you don't know,
sir.
Even what the
Thank
fuck
you.
To do. Yeah, get the fuck off. Do not call back. Go to a red pill place. This ain't for you. This is what I'm telling you. We give him the answer months ago. And as I told you, they're not going to just run back to you. But here was his opportunity in August to build up his sexual motherfucking skills to reinforce the asshole move that he made and listen to his soft, weak ass, I don't know what to do. What does it mean? I don't get it. I don't understand. What do I do now? This is what I'm talking about. Marge, y'all guys don't want to learn game. You tell her to come back and fuck me when you want to fuck. She comes back and you don't even know what the fuck to do. Just to show her why she should stay the fuck away. That's why she should see other people, because of that shit right there. Because you guys don't have it in you to want to be students of the game. You just want to cherry pick off shit and try to call it game. Yes, FOA, he fucking failed. What a fucking loot. And that's why, hey, see that, guys? I am nice enough to let him know this ain't for him. I don't want him to be here. He doesn't belong here. He doesn't need to waste his time here. And I'm being serious with y'all. He doesn't waste it. I don't want you wasting your time here if you ain't trying to be a student of the game. Why be here? We helped him out and all that shit. And then he told me, well, I was working. Bullshit. You didn't want to do anything. But as I, let me continue the show. Guys, I'm calling. We got y'all covered, man. But man, we can't have his weakness in here, man. Yes, Freelance Roni was trying to make a meal by grabbing crumbs. Then I'm asking what products he has so he could go ahead and blow her motherfucking mind out. Because now she's, man, he got her exactly, he has her exactly where he should have her, groveling back to him. He, see that, guys? You get rid of them, you tell them to get the fuck on and go the fuck on. And guess what? And when they go on, they think they're controlling things, but they always come back. But if you can't keep them there, then you have failed because you ain't building that. G asked the question, what is the purpose of the blacksmith to forge the knowledge we're giving and the applied real life situation? What do you mean, what is the purpose? The purpose of the blacksmith is everything, man. Everything. I don't understand what you mean with the purpose of the blacksmith is. How do you think you learn how to fucking count? How do you think you learn how to read, write, or learn your alphabets, words, and phonics? Because when the teacher was teaching you it, it was coming from him. But for you to understand it, you had to create an understanding of what he gave you to fit your narrative. That's how the blacksmith works. That's how simple it is. So do not call into this show, loser. I don't know why this loser keeps calling the show. Y'all see that? This weirdo who was talking shit to me keeps calling the show. Stop calling in the show, bitch. I'm hanging up on you. Fuck you. This weirdo, I don't know why he keeps calling the show. Fuck him. What I'm saying to y'all guys is that this is how game works. Ask me about the blacksmith. That's your answer about the blacksmith. See, guys, let me explain what happened with that individual. She thought she had the high ground, okay? She thinks she has the high ground. No, absolutely not. No. The answer is no. What are you leading her to? Your desperation. You don't lead the ladies. You lead your fucking self first, sir. What do you mean lead the ladies? You lead yourself by inviting her into an amusement park. to allow her to see the benefits of being with you versus somebody else. You don't need to lead them because you're trying to force, when you're trying to lead her, someone you don't know, to do something you want them to do, and they don't know you, there's going to be resistance because you're forcing the woman to do something she naturally does not want to do or does not know you well enough to do. That's why when you are leading yourself, 317, I'll bring you in 1 second. That's why when you're leading yourself, this is how it works. Let me bring in 317. What's your question, 317? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yes. Hello, Steve, man. And I just wanted to say where I'm at now in life, I'm nowhere good. You know, I kind of played with my entire life, and I'm just now starting to try to get a hold of what's left, you know, and I just don't know where to start, man.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Like in the women area, the women category. Like I know it all starts with me, but
then why are we talking about women then? Then you've already failed.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I can't teach you. I can't teach you about women. Why would I do that? Why would I harm you by giving you poisonous information about women?
Right.
Right. So how can I help you? What's your question, brother? What's up?
Just reclaiming yourself. Like, I just want to know where I should go first. Like, I know it's with me, but, you know, I just don't know where to start, man.
All right, well, just send me an email, and I'll send you your pathway. You just go from there, okay, my brother?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, you have a good day, sir. Take care. Thank you for the call. All right, so what helps you utilize by learning you, motherfucker? That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. See, what y'all guys don't understand and with this game is that when that woman said she wanted to see other people, he really didn't want to let her go, but he fucking followed instructions. That's where I give him credit. But by giving her instructions, he never went back to build himself up. He never went back to build his amusement park up. So listen to what I'm showing you why he fucked up. She's coming back. But ready, guys? What is she coming back to? The same individual. She's coming back to the same weak thinking, weak-minded male that made her leave in the first place. Thus, this time when she goes to him, she's never going to come back. So I'm doing him a favor. Because he had every opportunity to build his fucking self to keep her around. But he chose not to. What a shame. If I met a girl at the same time as my friend and he wants a girl and I try to have her alone without him knowing, dude, Lloyd, are you in fucking high school? Lloyd, before I answer this question, how old are you? Are you in fucking like ninth grade or some shit like that? Are you fucking really asking me that question? What grade are you in? Are you like 15 years old and shit? Dude, you gotta let me know how old you are after you ask that question, dude. I didn't know how old you are. What fucking kind of question is that? And I try to have her alone without him knowing. What the fuck? Dog, this is man shit, man. You got to go to the romper room side, you know, the kiddie side of the pool, dog. You in the wrong motherfucking room with that shit, man. Fuck is that about, dog? Come on, man. Shit. But as I said before, see, this is why I keep telling y'all guys. This is why y'all have to build and establish the one thing the average guy is not doing is building and establishing his why. And you guys can't even answer what are the benefits to being with you. What are the benefits? You must create benefits, there's got to be something that says to her that is going to drive her emotions to go towards you because you stand out. You stand out without trying to stand out. When you're trying to control and force her to like you, you're not standing anywhere. You're just trying to throw things at her and trying to get something to stick, okay? You have to understand that I am here through my amusement park to do one thing and one thing only, and that is, and thank you for the 57 likes, and that is solve your problems. Now, hold on 1 second. We have an anonymous, so this might be a prank or a troll, so please bear with us, and I will continue in a second. 111, what's your question, sir? How can I help you?
Hey, Steve. See, I'm from Florida, and I always talk to women, shit, you know what I'm saying?
But I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what you're saying. What do you mean? You got to talk with English, man, proper. Come on. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
How old are you, young man?
25.
How old are you? Okay, you 25. Should not talk on it. Okay, you should not talk that way as a 25-year-old. I understand high school, but you got to have correct English because at 25, you don't know what kind of woman you're going to run into, a doctor, a lawyer, a accountant, a woman that has her own business. And if you're talking this way, it's right. Not going to turn her on. Okay, but where's your question? I'm sorry. What's going on?
So, when I be talking to women, I get them where I need to get them, and it's like...
Where are you trying to get them? Where are you trying to get them? Get them where you want
to
get them.
To the bedroom, to be honest.
Okay, then. I think you've got the wrong... This is not the right place for you. Because you're being a little thirsty right there. You're freely giving your dick away without them even working forward. So what kind of value do you have for yourself if you're freely giving shit away to somebody?
All right, I understand that. But my problem is, Steve, you know what I'm saying? I can't really do what I want to do because, you know what I'm saying, I got a little dick, so I don't know how to work, you know what I'm saying?
You don't know what you had to do because you got a what?
My dick little.
Well, I don't know. Hey, sir. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Good luck. I don't know what to tell you, sir. I don't know what to tell you. Best of luck. Because if you had game, your dick wouldn't matter, sir. So, I don't know. I think you're in the wrong place, brother. You may need to go to a red pill place. This ain't for you, buddy. So, have a good day. Take care. All right. So, as I was saying to y'all guys out here, this is why the importance for a lot of you guys out here, as far as game goes, is that for you guys out here, that's so important, is that what are you showing the woman? Why you? You see, when you're not working on yourself, you fall like everybody else that's average, okay? All right? Jesus Christ, this guy's asking all these questions. What to do if sometimes my lady? That's not even a proper sentence. What is this fucking, what? You break my brain when I have to fucking decipher this shit. What to do if sometimes my lady, when we are discussing or talking about something and she tries to like take authority or something, then dude, why the fuck are you so fucking weak? She's not your lady. She's your man. If she's taking authority and your bitch ass is letting her do it, then you're the problem. What do you mean, what do you do if sometimes my lady? You mean your man? You mean what to do when your man takes authority over you? You do what you've always been doing. You coddle in the fetal position and wait for him to get done with you. Jesus Christ. Guys, y'all want to call in? Lines are open. We got you. But as we were saying before to you guys out here, okay, that's so important is that women have problems. And this is the secret of the sauce why we win and you guys lose. And I always show you, because I'm the only one who shows you on the internet, it's this simple. It's as simple as what I'm about to show you right here. Okay, so if the woman has problems, insecurities, okay? She has several insecurities, body insecurities, age insecurities. There's just a lot of insecurities that she has. When she meets an individual who is trying to force her, you hold her still because of the judgments, the lack of experience that you have, and the weird, creepy behavior, thinking that she wants to sleep with you and she doesn't know anything about you. But as I'm showing you right here, when she is able to experience you as you guide her to get to know you on a much deeper level, she realizes that she's with a person that doesn't judge. She's with a person that has experience. And he's cooler than the other side of the pillow, where he's not creepy. He's more or less mysterious. Question right here. My girlfriend wants to break up because of a long distance, but still calls me every day. Do I cut her off? No, Chet, don't cut her off, because you're already soft. You're already soft. Chet, this is what I understand about you surface dwellers. If she wants to break up, why are you still talking to her, man? Why are you the woman in the relationship where you're worried about her? Look how much space she has in your mind right now. You got one foot out of her door, and you worried about her. Come on, dog. You can't win that way, man. 443, what's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, man. I just wanted to know, man, if I have a girl and she cheated on me with a girl, what the fuck does that mean?
If you have a girl, she cheated on you with another. How old are you, sir?
22.
If you have a girl and she cheated on you with another girl, what do you mean cheated on you with another girl?
So basically her ex was a girl, but every time me and her have problems, she'll go back to the girl and go get some head from the girl, which is weird.
But wait,
she'll come back to me with the head. Bullshit.
So, but let me ask a question. So who's the man and everything, and who's the bitch?
I'm the man, and then I basically do
no,
what I want.
No, you're not. Oh,
like,
no.
I do what
no,
I want.
That sounds like you're the man in this one, because you sound like the fucking female complaining about a woman coming back to your fucking ass after she's with somebody else. This is y'all's problem. You're not being honest with yourself, man. You're the bitch in that, dog. Why are you mad? You the bitch in that, dog. Don't get mad at me. I'm not the one that can't control this fucking woman. You're the weak motherfucker. So why are you mad at me? But I'll bring you back in and I'll ask you why you upset. What, do you want me to lie to you, 443? What do you want me to do, sir? What's up? What do you want me to lie to you, sir?
Yeah, true.
Do you want me to lie to you? No, you don't need to apologize.
No.
It's just what your makeup. Your makeup is that's the feminine bitch in you. You heard the truth, and then you get all in your panties and get mad. So, no, this ain't for you, man. Get the fuck off my station. All right, next one. Let me get to the next one. Here we go. So, is it possible to make my own? No, because you don't even understand what that is. See, how can you make something that you don't know? Yeah, whatever. Do it. Hey, why are you asking me? Do it. You don't need me. Shit, that's crazy, dog. That's crazy. Hey, make up your surface dwelling shit. You have no idea what game is, and you making up some sucker shit. Go ahead, man. It's all good. I'm not mad at you, brother. Do that shit. Do that shit. You don't need my permission to do that weak ass shit you about to do. Let's see here. Let me see here. Okay, yeah. All right, we're good. So let me continue what I'm saying to y'all guys, man. And y'all got the lines. The lines are open if you want to call in, everybody. Yeah, but this is what y'all see, man. Y'all see a lot of feminine in y'all guys. All y'all, yeah, everything y'all talk about is the woman, man. Like y'all the woman in this shit. Like, shit. Because all y'all do all day, like I'll show y'all right here, there's really nothing, there's nothing beneficial. When she talks to you, she cannot get rid of her anxieties or insecurities. Then she ain't gonna fuck with you the way she wants to fuck with you. The only way she gonna mess with you is when she realizes being with you or you not being around that she needs to hear, talk, taste, or touch you, or her day is just not gonna go right. But y'all guys, y'all ain't doing this. Y'all guys are doing everything that the average guy is doing, and that is losing. Because all y'all have is loser thoughts, loser behavior. And it's just, it just doesn't make sense why y'all do that. Instead of working on yourself and building something to show her why she should be messing with you. She needs to see importance in you. She needs to see things in you that say to her, well, I need to start fucking with this guy. I need to start fucking with this guy. This is the kind of motherfucker that, I like to rock with this motherfucker right here. But y'all can't do that. Because y'all don't even have or create a path for yourselves. As I told you before, I told y'all that fear shit that y'all feel is not real. And y'all believe in that shit like y'all believe in Santa Claus and your religions and all that other stuff. But what y'all don't understand as far as game goes is that game is very powerful. But your feelings, you really think anxiety is real and your feelings are real and all that other stuff. It's not really real. But you're also busy running away from yourselves. How can you build yourselves? How can you move forward as a man? How can you step forward? How can you go forward to tolerate what it is you think, what it is you feel? Because y'all guys have been conditioned to be soft. It's no knocking. Y'all just conditioned. And they're conditioned to walk all over y'all guys and not respect y'all and not do anything for you, okay? That's what I'm saying to y'all guys. Let's see here. And what I say to you guys out here, that the importance of learning who you are is the difference of everything, because when you build what you are, you give her the choice. See, when the woman has a choice, remember we talked about with the Jay-Z and the Kevin Hart, the Doors, Behind the Doors. When a woman is able to experience different levels of you, it will fuck up their psyche because they're not even used to one level of an individual, more or less several levels of yourself. But as she gets to know you, this is why you must withhold the dick from the market. This is why you must make sure that she's got it. You got to get my attention. You got to be worth my time. I just can't. If I give you my time, I give you my attention, I give you my respect, and I give you the dick, do you guys understand what you're telling the woman? That you ain't shit. And if she knows that you ain't shit, why would she fuck with an ain't shit motherfucker that has no self-worth or value to say, you got to work for me? I mean, I'm not, and ladies, I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just going to be real. You got to work for this dick. You got to work for that dick. Hold on, 267. I'll hold you on for another 5 more minutes, buddy, just to make sure if you're pranking, I'm going to keep you on for 10 minutes. So you'll be on for 10 minutes and you prank. We're going to laugh at you. So you got another 5 more minutes, 267. We'll bring in 5 minutes. But as I'm saying to y'all guys out here, is that it's not about trying to show her this thing you may call confidence. It's little small things. Y'all don't understand the little things mean so. Is that a commercial? It's the little things that mean so much. I forgot it was a commercial, but anything. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Y'all are trying to be something you're not, meaning you're trying to portray a role that you're not even, versus showing her certain things, little small things, to let her see that, damn, you are for real. But where is the sustainability in what you do to be able to stand on things and not move and be firm? See, the little things that she's got to see. She's got to see that you wait. Before I tell you those things, this guy's going long enough. Let me let him in. 267, what's your question, brother? What's up? 267 going twice. 267, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hello.
What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
All right. So
what's your question,
today,
sir?
Let me explain the situation just a little bit. Today, I met this girl, right? Introduced myself. Got a name.
How old are you, man? How old are you? How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 17.
What is your question?
I was wondering, is B being okay with her saying that she got something to do? Like, all right.
Dog, can you speak the fuck up? And, dog, let me ask you a question. Why do you talk like you ain't got no fucking home training, dog? Can you talk proper? Can't you talk like a regular motherfucker? Talk like a man. What is your question? All right, we'll let you go. Peace. Later. Anyway, getting back to what I'm saying, y'all guys. What she needs to see in you, and this is why I invite her in to my world. I invite her in to seeing what it's like to be with me, because what you will see with me is a man that has firm, clear, concise, transparent boundaries. From the moment she meets me, there are rules that are already set in place. She will recognize that I'm not thirsty, not desperate, not creepy, and not trying to force things, because she can't understand how it is that everybody she's seen cannot control their emotions, but you got your shit on lock. And I can't understand where you're coming from, because I don't understand you. But yet every guy that I've been with or seen or dated, they always show me how emotional they are. When she is in my amusement park, guys, she is fully aware, okay, that it's not about her. It never was. It's not about her. It's me giving her the opportunity to get with me. I'm not running behind her. I'm not trying to force her to do anything. She'll realize that every ride has action to it. And she will know I'm not the kind of guy to give up or quit, but she'll realize I'm the kind of man that won't waste his fucking time. So she knows that she can't play those silly ass games. She can't say, I don't know, I'm not sure, maybe I'll think about it and I'll get back at you, because I will get rid of her and dismiss her really, really fast. She will understand that I'm not outdated. I'm evolving, which is going to draw her in even more to get to know me that much more. And that's why it's so great, okay? All right? That's why. You know what, Nerd Mentality, call in. I'll answer your question. You call in, Nerd Mentality. You call in, and I will tell you exactly, because I want to see how bad you want to know this question. If you want to know the answer, call in. And if you don't call in, that's good. I'm not going to tell you because I know you're wasting my time. And as I say to all you guys out here that is very important in this game, okay, is that you can't force yourself on someone or force them to do something that they have to make sure or they choose to do themselves. 316, how can I help you, sir? What's your question?
Yo, you hear me?
What's your name? What's your question? What's up, sir?
I just want to say that shout out to you. You know you're doing. You know you're doing. The people up here appreciate it. But let me get straight to the point. So I got this one girl, right? Hey, she always walk up to me. She'd be like, "Bitch made, you bitch made," and I just be like, "How am I bitch made?" And I just move on, right? And then next thing you know, she comes up to me, and "You bitch made again."
Let me ask you a question.
Like,
how old are you?
Like
how, old are you? How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 17. I'm 17.
So if she's saying you bitch made, then I guess you're bitch made in her eyes. Why do you give a fuck?
Nah, I just want to know what the fuck, like.
No, you wait. No, you're bitch made. Okay. All right, listen. What part of you're a bitch in her eyes don't you understand? And you're showing why you're a bitch in her eyes. Because you're asking me about a woman that's calling you a bitch. Do you not see the problem?
Yeah.
You're the problem? This woman keeps walking up to you telling you a bitch.
I feel it.
And when she calling you a bitch, what you doing about it? What are you doing? What are you doing when she calling you a bitch?
Man, I just move on. I don't even give a fuck about that.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you don't give a fuck, then why the fuck are you calling me about someone you don't give a fuck about?
Hold on, sir.
Wait, sir. I just want to show you where you're lying. And this is why you bitch made. Because if you don't give a fuck, why are you calling me about this chick that's calling you a bitch if you don't give a fuck?
Nah, I'm... What's up with her? You know what I'm saying,
sir? You just said you don't give a fuck about her, but you're calling me about her. So why are you lying?
Yeah, I see what you. Yeah. I got you.
So why do you give a fuck, sir?
I don't know, I guess. Fuck, I don't know. What are we doing, like? You know,
all right, well, no worries. Just keep letting her call you a bitch. Let me grab the next call. He's been on long enough. 803, what's your question? How can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up, Steve? Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your question, sir? What's up?
All right, so first and foremost, let me say, you know, I appreciate what you do and what you talk about, and I'm a huge fan of you. And shout out to the MePeel community. But I've been talking to this girl for like a while now. And I sent her a text, you know, trying to set up the date and whatnot. And
Wait, stop. Before you send the text, what did you text her about? What have you been talking to her about? Before you set up the date, you say you've been talking to her. So what you been talking to her about?
Oh, we just been talking, you know, trying to get in, know each other and everything. And just
tell me about what? How you get to know her by asking a bunch of boring ass questions?
How old are you? I'm 27, sir.
All right. So, what is your question?
All right. So, I just want you. You're in. I can't even think of the word.
What is your question, brother? What's your question? Let's get to the question. What's your question?
I just want your opinion on what I texted. You know, I can read the text.
Read the text. What is the text that you sent?
All right, give me 1 second. Let me look at it. All right, so she had, went out to a trip after I asked her, is she going to come over to my crib and everything?
Come over for what? Come over your crib for what? Stop. Come over for your crib for what?
So we can just, chill, hang out, and just
chill
really
and hang
get
out,
to know each
chill
other.
And hang out and do, chill and hang out and do what?
Shoot, listen to music, we can eat a little something.
I don't know what you're saying. So tell me what you're saying. And do what?
Well,
I don't know. I need you to tell me.
Well, shoot, you know.
No, I don't talk? Know. That's what
you
I need you to tell
nothing?
Me. So you said
yeah,
this
man,
bullshit to her. What did she? You said that. Hold on. You said this bullshit to her. What did she say to you?
Yeah. All right. So let me read the text to you. I asked her if she made it to her destination. She was like, I'm going in the morning. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, but I know a better place for you to visit. And she was like, where? I told her, made like a little bullshit up name for like a city and shit. And I was like, basically explaining.
Do you actually talk like this in real? Wait, caller. Do you really talk like this in real life?
I do.
So just tell me what she said. What did she say, sir?
After she asked where, and I said what I said, she ain't texting me back.
What did you tell her when she said where? What did you tell her?
I was like, well, for one, my name is Kaylin. So I said, shoot, come visit. I was being corny and shit. I was like, Kaylin and then
okay, stop right there. Stop. Aren't you 27 fucking years old?
Yes, sir.
So why the fuck are you acting corny?
I ain't got no excuse for it.
Then this is why she... You see why she doesn't want to fuck with you? Because you have nothing to offer her. You can't fuck.
Yeah.
You can't fuck. You can't eat pussy. You're bad in bed. You're boring. And it would be a fucking work. She's better off listening to someone take their nails and scratch a chalkboard than to be with you. Because you want to be fucking corny. Instead of being a man and just fucking telling her what the deal is. Why are you beating around the bus? All this. So I understand. What's the problem? She's showing you what you are. What's the problem?
Yeah, you're right.
She's not interested in you.
Like what?
What you mean you want to know? You should know. You're acting corny. You're making up goofy-ass things. You can't even tell her exactly what you want to do.
That's true.
And you don't, and all this other stupid shit. Come on, man. Are you serious? And you want to get to know her. What would you do for a living? When was your last boyfriend? How did you get to know her?
We're coworkers at a job. We've been working around each other for a couple of months and shit.
Sir.
Mm-hmm.
How long you been at your job for, bro?
About 4 years.
You care about your job?
I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't. That's why I'm trying to get up out there now.
Fuck have you got out of that job? Instead of fucking with that woman, why don't you get your fucking life together? If you don't like that, why are you at a job you don't like?
But
what is wrong with you? There is something wrong with you motherfucking guys. Do you know what fucking harassment is? And do you understand it carries over? Do you understand what that means? Do you understand what harassment is? Then if you understand what harassment is, why are you fucking with someone at your job? Why are you trying to get somebody over your place when she can take your text messages right now, go to HR, and file a suit on your ass? And that is going to follow you wherever you go. Why the fuck don't you see that?
You're right.
What? No, I'm asking you. I don't want to say about me being right. Why are you harassing somebody at your job?
I didn't feel like I was harassing her, to be honest with you.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Come over to my fucking place. I got a place where you can go. My place. Are you fucking serious? You don't see that as harassment? And you see why she's not, now she's not talking. Dog, what is wrong with you? You're 27 years old.
Right.
Why are you talking to someone at your job?
She was looking nice. You know, I can't lie.
Go to the red. This is not for you. You need to find a red pill place. I can't help you, dog. You can't be fixed. You're broken. You can't be fixed, bud guy. You can't. You can't be fixed, dog. You got some problems, dog. So, yeah, I'm going to hang up on you, dog. I can't deal with weak-ass motherfuckers like that shit. 847, what's your question, man? What's up, man? Oh, he hung up, too. All right, so, like I say, guys, yeah, man. See, this is what I'm saying, man. This is terrible, man. But this is what we're, and this, and gentlemen, this is the good news. This is why they fuck with us, because of guys like that you hear right now. Motherfuckers that have no boundaries set, why would you try to get a woman over your place that's not even interested in you? I hope y'all guys can wake up, man. Y'all need a wake-up call. Guys, I am showing you why you can win. Do you see this? Guys, you must see what women are dealing with every day. This is normal. Every day. And when she meets a man, that's why she's drawn to him, because she can't smell puss or weakness, thirst, creepiness, or judgment, which is going to drive her towards you, because you're allowing her to go anywhere she wants to go in with you and stuff, man. This is a beautiful thing. Lloyd, I am not calling. Lloyd, are you serious, Lloyd? Lloyd, this ain't for you, brother. I'm not going to fucking call you. You may get off your lazy ass and call me. Fuck you talking about. All right, let me say something to you. Am I talking about you? Am I talking about you? See, you know, this is why y'all motherfuckers lose. I'm not talking about you. So why are you giving me your fucking story? I don't give a fuck about your story. I don't give a fuck about core work. Why are you telling me this shit? And you know what's creepy? Is that you're justifying your behavior based off another man, motherfucker, which makes you creepy. Weird-ass motherfucker. These motherfuckers, are you serious? Motherfuckers gonna come in here and try to defend a position. I don't give a fuck what you do. I didn't ask what the fuck you do. So why the fuck are you telling me, motherfucker? Fuck you. Let me get to this question right here. To tell a woman to find her attractive and gays, man, dude, this ain't for you, though. Y'all see this shit? Look at this shit. I find her attractive and that you find her gaze hypnotic. AR, please don't ask me another question again, dude. This ain't for you, man. Man, what the fuck is... Do y'all see what is wrong with y'all guys, man? 847, you hung up last time and you got a question or you just listen. What's up?
I got a question about, like, me trying to, like, approach women. And I, like...
How old are you,
I can't
man?
Do it.
How old
I'm
are
18.
You? Okay, well, what's 18. The problem? You can't do it, then accept where you are.
No,
you
I
can't
don't
do
accept
it,
though.
Well, no, you have accepted. What are you talking about? Yeah, you accepted it. You can't do it. So why are you telling me? I agree with you. You can't do it.
Like, I can't, like, I don't know what it is, though, like, if I'm, like...
No, it's not what it is. You just can't do it. You just ain't got it, dog. Everybody can't be a man, big dog. I keep trying to tell you, man. Everybody can't be a man, dog. You can't do it, dog. I agree with you. I'm not arguing with you. I agree with you. You can't do it.
Damn. All right.
All right, what?
No, I'm just hearing what you're saying, so I don't got a response, really.
Well, yeah, you just keep doing. Hey, listen. Your job, this is what your job is. Your job is to wake up early in the morning and go to Gander Mountain. Your job is to go ahead and buy the deer equipment. You got to buy that thing you hang up in the tree. You got to buy the bullets. You got to buy the gun, the deer spray, and some clothing so you don't catch cold. And you got to buy all that shit. You got to drive in the middle of the forest and hook all that shit up. It takes hours to hook up and all that shit. And then you got to climb up in there. You got to wait hours and sometimes days for a deer to come by. And then you shoot that deer. You climb down, you grab the deer, you gut the deer out, you put the deer in your car, you drive the deer home, you skin the deer, you cut the deer up, you put it in your refrigerator. And then when you're hungry, you grab the venison and you cook it and you put the potatoes and all the trimmings and all that stuff and sit it on a plate and allow a real man to eat it. That's your job, dog.
Damn, all right. Do I eat it too, yeah, or do I just let
no? You know, you get to watch. No, you get to watch him eat. You don't get to eat it. You get to watch him
damn.
Eat. Yeah, because that's what you want to do.
All right.
Because you scared of women. You scared of chicks, dog. That's just what you are, man. I agree with you.
All right. What products do I buy?
Man, send me an email. I'll see your pathway, okay? Send me an email. I'll see your pathway, okay, big dog?
All right,
man. Peace. All right, man. Let's see here. Let me see what he's saying. Saturday at 2 a.m., a girl texted first, asked me what you're doing. I responded, having the time of my life. Why did she not respond? Well, let me explain something to you, dog. And I appreciate the question. But this is why y'all guys' fuck game is very, very bad. Do you understand if a woman's asking you what you're doing at 2 a.m., she's not asking you what you're doing just to have a conversation with you. She's throwing out a flag that lets you know that she's trying to either come over to your place to fuck or she wants you to come to her place and fuck. And the fact that you're telling her that you're having the time of your life is a fucking lie. I don't understand why you guys how are you having the time of your life? That is so weak and soft. Why would she want to spend time with a person that can't even explain himself? You're saying you're having the time of your life. You can't even explain what you're doing to be or to make that a time in your life. When a woman says what you're doing at that time, you know, or, you know, back in the day when they hit you up and shit. Oh, you just there? Oh, yeah, shit, all right. Hey, you know, Hey, what time you want me to come over? What time you want me to come over? Shit, I'll be over in about 45 minutes. I'll be over there in about, man, dog, leaving the club is having the time of your life. Leaving the club is having the time of your life. Gentlemen, y'all must understand and overstand that when you guys out here, and 725, we know that's a fake number, so we'll hold you for about 15, 20 minutes, 725. We're not going to answer you. But what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, here's the problem y'all have. Here's your problem. Your problem is that y'all are showing women exactly what you are without even doing anything. Having the time of your life, you ain't even, how is that guiding her? How is that showing her or telling her I'm on my way to your crib or you can go ahead, I'll be home. I'm going to probably get some kibbles with the fella. Like, all right, when you get out of the bar and get that hit, right, and you like, shit, you know what, hey, check this out. I'm going to be hanging out with the fellas. Give me about 45 minutes, and I'll meet you at the crib, okay? And I'm like, all right, cool. You go from the club to Denny's or IHOP, holler at some girls over there and shit, and then you break camp with the fellas. You pull up, and she waiting for you. Y'all do y'all thing, but All this I'm having the time of my life is some bullshit. That's that PUA shit to try to make a woman think that you're actually doing shit when all you were doing at the club was sitting on the wall holding that bitch up. You wasn't talking to any women. You weren't doing anything. You were just bird watching and shit, saying, well, God damn it, why is my life this way? Holy shit, this woman hit me up. But instead of being a man and then and letting her know what you want to do, why do y'all guys want to play games with women? When she's asking you what you're doing, well, we're going to be doing something in about 30, 40 minutes. Just got out of the club. Hey, Pete Gang, that's why I always tell y'all guys, this is why y'all got to have y'all fuck kit. I keep telling y'all, you got to have your kit in your car like say you went to the club Thursday or if you went to the club Monday or wherever you went and she hit you up, make sure you have your fuck pack and your extra clothing so you can go over there, stay the night and leave from her crib and shit, man. Come on, man. Y'all guys out here talking about having the time of your life, y'all lying. You ain't having no time of your how is walking out of a fucking bar the time of your fucking life? And you using that goofy pickup artist shit is so fucking weak and soft. You don't have to tell a woman you're having a time of your life because you embody a time of your life. But if you gotta tell her you're having the time of your life, then you're actually not having the time of your life. And this is why you guys out here lie when y'all make all these fake profiles acting like you're actually having fun when you're just fucking lying. You never have to tell a woman you're having a time of your life because she should know you are as an exciting roller coaster ride because the interaction y'all had was so great and so exciting, you don't have to say shit. She already knows. But you wanna say, well, I'm having the time of my life for what? What is that supposed to do? Make her wet? Make her want to see you? Make her say, oh my God, I'm just such a boring person. Man, what do you want to do with that silly ass shit, man? This is why, guys, I promise you, all my dogs, I promise you, all you got to do is learn game, and it's a layup because this is the normal thing that women are getting every day. This is the norm. This is why they will sleep with you men, and you listen, guys. Listen to me. 75, bring in 1 second. I'll hold you off a little bit more. That looks like a bad number. Let me tell you. Thank you, 97 likes. I'm going to tell you why they will have a one-night stand with you. It is because of the shit that I just showed you. And you don't even have to ask they're so excited because you're not bullshitting, you're not playing games, you're not beating around the bush, you're not trying to upper, nigger, left or right or and all this other stuff. You keeping it 1,000 by just letting her know what is, and being a part of my world is showing you what the thing should be like. And this is why the reason why they will throw themselves on you faster is because when a woman realizes that you stand out amongst all the other guys, she doesn't want to lose that. Oh, fuck no. I gotta let him know that I'm actually interested in him. And she will even find a loophole in her fucking rules, morals, standards, and all that other shit to start either kissing on you or already give you the ass up on the first night, and you ain't even trying to fuck. And they gonna try to fuck you. And you want to know why? Because you stand out, because you're not trying to control a narrative. See, when that motherfucker said, I'm having the time of my life, he's trying to control a narrative versus, you know what? All right, let's get, hey, what I'm doing, I'm going to be doing you, but you know what? Hey, peep this out. Look, I'm not going to, hey, look, I can't come over right now because I'm with my boys right now. We're about to go to Denny's or IHOP, get our eat on, and after I get done eating this shit, I'll let you know if you still up. You can come on through. If I'm close by, I'll come over your way. See, they ain't used to that, but they love, they cream over that because you know what? There's structure in that shit. You ain't sweating the situation. And when you don't sweat that, that's why they start to sweat you, because you're not hurrying over there. You're just continuing what you're doing. And then when you have time for her, you'll come over there and give her the dick when you do it on your terms. And that's why they want to make it about you guys. This is why you guys will win. This is why you guys will win in the game, because you guys are not playing games, my Me Pill community guys. You're not playing around. You're not beating around the bush. You're showing her that, see, I want y'all to listen, think about something. Let me give you an example. Okay. Have you ever had something that you had at one time and just the thought of it makes you want to have that? I'm talking about a craving. And I don't mean sex. I mean a craving as in, like, you know, for me, it's like the bourbon chicken at the mall, man. I think they lace that shit with crack or something. But there's something that, or there's maybe it's a drink. Or maybe it's a beer, or maybe it's something that, you know, it's just like, damn, you know, I got to get that, man. I got to get that again. Whatever that is, that's what I'm trying to show you. See, when you let that woman in to your amusement park and show her what it's like, or excuse me, what it could be like, because, gentlemen, there's layers to this. See, the first layer is what it's like. But then what could it be like sexually? What is it going to be like kissing him? What will it be like touching him or him saying something to me? What would it be like? God damn. But wait, here is the best part. Girl, catch yourself. Because, damn, you don't want to seem thirsty. You don't want to come off. You don't want to come off desperate and all that other stuff. And you see that? She's already got you rented space in her mind because of what she's saying. She's saying to herself that, damn, girl, man, calm down, calm down, calm down. But they can't calm down because the curiosity of the wonder is so great that she's got to figure out a way to push this thing forward, because she can't understand why you ain't moving. Thus, guess what taps on her insecurity? See, when you guys are throwing the dick at her on the market, like y'all just have low value and shit, she doesn't care what you say. You can throw the dick on the market and tell her she looked good, and she's going to be like, thank you. That was sweet. Thank you. But let her real motherfucking notice one thing in her. Let her, you know what? Damn. I like that black on you. That shit look good on you and shit. I like how that black look on you. You know, she go, oh, my God, yes. So now I'm going to start wearing more black around him because I know that's what he like. Oh, my God. He thinks I'm so sexy and so cute with the black on. Oh, shit. Talk your shit. Let me wear something else in black and see if he says something else to me in black. Y'all see what I'm saying, man? See what I'm saying? I'm trying to show y'all that, see, because y'all are throwing yourselves on the market with no value and no substance, she ain't really into you the way you want her to be because you're trying to force her to fuck you or like you or want to be with you or want to be attracted to you. But when she meets a motherfucker like my meat pill community motherfuckers, guess what? We ain't forcing her to like me because I don't give a fuck if she like me. I'm not trying to force her to be attracted to me. I don't give a fuck if she attracted to me. She gonna become attracted to me, but I don't give a fuck if she's interested in me or likes me or some shit like that. I don't give a fuck because that's not who I am. But what I do is I create an amusement park of mental rides. This is where my culinary school plays the biggest part because I don't need, guys, I'm going to tell you, she can be across the street from you, another neighborhood, another city, another state, another fucking country, or a goddamn another world, and you still can still touch her without even touching her by giving her flavor to make her imagine what is going to be like what a motherfucker that thinks like, who the fuck thinks like this? Why does he think like, now remember, everything I'm saying, guys, is that you're getting rented space every time she's asking a question. Because here's the beautiful thing, guys. She might not even find you attractive. But what she can't understand is, why do I want to fuck him? She might have a moral compass, but she can't resist you. Because all she's doing all motherfucking day is sitting there trying to figure out why the fuck, who are you? What the fuck are you? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, her phone begins to vibrate. She goes to her motherfucking phone and she's like, what the fuck is this? Hold on, let me press play. Hey, what's going on, sexy? I just want to let you know that, you know what, I was just over here chilling and everything. I'm just thinking about you and everything like that. When you get a chance, go ahead and holler at me. But, yeah, you have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon, sexy. Peace. Press it again. Hey, what's going on, sexy? And again. Hey, what's going on, sexy? And again. And again. And again. And she's like, oh, fuck. Girl. This motherfucker sent me a, yeah. You girl gonna be like, what you mean? What is a voice? I don't fuck, girl, you need to hear this shit. Girl, meet me at lunchtime and we'll go meet up at blah, blah, blah. And she'll play for the girlfriend. And the girlfriend, oh shit, girl, you messing with a real one. I'm telling you, man, it's already done. Because once she starts to tell her girlfriend about you, yeah, this that motherfucker. Remember that motherfucker I told you that I got that wine above his bed and shit, that weird shit. Yeah. Look what he's saying to me. Oh, hold on, wait a second, hold on. I got another message, hold on. Hey, what you doing? Anyway, girl, that's what I was saying about him. What I'm saying is that you are mentally fucking her or mentally undressing her by the moves that you are making without trying to fuck her, and that's what she can't understand. She does not understand why you're not running behind her. She doesn't understand why you're trying to beg for her time, beg for her attention, but yet you're doing all these things that she is not used to or prepared because she's never met anybody like that. And let's give you an example. Let's say this shit happened in July or maybe in August and shit. Y'all start messing around. And then when September comes around, she gets an email and is a note. It's an email what is this? You're cordially invited. What the fuck is this? Hey, you're cordially invited to an event that is taking place in my house. October 15th, you were invited to my sexoween guide to show you. I want you to experience the sexual ghost that's haunting the walls of my apartment. I'd love to make you lock you in, so let me know so you can save the day so we can lock you in for the girl. What the fuck is this? And she goes to her girlfriend. What is that? What is that? I don't know. I don't know what that shit, girl. What the fuck is a sexoween? And y'all don't even see it, man. Y'all don't see the depth of the game that we are showing y'all motherfuckers while all y'all guys are sitting around here worried about motherfucking women, worried about what they do, worried about trying to please them and all that other shit. Y'all don't even see the game. You see what I'm saying? Y'all don't even see the shit. Y'all don't see how you can draw her in. Oh, and guys, I want to let y'all know I have a track, but I've got a new track I'm trying to work on. I'm gonna try to work on that probably tonight. So I gotta get to my guy and have him lay the voice on it. But I'll have a new track. I'll have a new track. I got two tracks, but I'll put one down. But what I'm saying to y'all guys, this is why I want y'all to be the last one in line. Because there's nothing that tastes so much, so good when you're last in line and you end up in her bed. Or excuse me, sorry, the thing went that way. You end up, what the fuck did that, why did I do that? Stay still, goddammit. You end up not in her bed, but she ends up in yours. Think about what I'm saying, yeah. That's how deep y'all can be, man. That's how deep y'all can be. Y'all, it's so easy to do that you guys out here just don't even understand. It's so easy to do, okay? It's so easy, okay? Hey, thank you, Bob. I appreciate for this. Thank you for the super chat, Bob. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, man. But that's what I'm saying to y'all guys. They just are not used to someone that's saying, look, I know you have insecurities. I know you have age insecurities, weight insecurities. I know that there are things going on with you, but you have no worries when you get with me, okay? You have no worries when you get with me, because when you get with me, I will make sure that I don't even need to ask you. I'm going to show you that being with me, I'm going to take all that shit away. I'm going to take it away, but then when I'm not around, you're going to crave that shit just like the drug. Y'all, y'all see that shit? The drug. See, you want them to get a taste and a sample of what it's like, and then you just want to let it go. Don't give them too much. Give them a little bit. Give them a little bit and go away. And let them go out there to realize that, you know what, I need to be back. I need to get with this motherfucker. I need to talk to this guy. I need to see why am I attracted to somebody I'm not attracted to? That's why I keep trying to tell y'all motherfuckers, man. Y'all, the biggest problem that y'all have, like I said before, is y'all, because of your judgment. You guys look at a woman and assume that you're not her type by looking at her. But as I told you guys before, a woman that's a nerd or a geek, cosplay, nerdy and all that other shit cannot control her genetics. She cannot control the fact that she can't, hold on a second, let me see the graph. Hold on, Tyler. There you go. All right, thank you, sir. She can't control how she looks. But you can't assume just because she looks good doesn't mean she won't be attracted to you, because you don't know that. You cannot assume someone's mind. You're just looking at her body. You can't assume that because of what she looks like that she ain't the right one for you. That's not game, man. We don't operate like that. We are the right one for everybody. Even if they don't know we the right one, we the right one from everybody. Shit, you know what I mean? We the right one and shit. And that's how game work. That's what we do. That's how we are as men. You're right for everybody, and if they feel that you ain't right for them, that's their call, and you can't get mad at that shit. You can't be any tripping over that silly ass shit. But you gotta be right by being right for everybody. You got to be one drug. You got to be able to lace these women with who you are and show them that this is why you need to fuck with me. I ain't trying to fuck with you. I'm not trying to fuck with you. This is why you should be fucking with me. You know what I mean? All right, so let me get this little fucking shit. Tyler sent me shit. All right, so here we go. A little bit of Tyler and shit. Now y'all can see what it's like when they reach out to you and shit. Send you a photo and all this other shit, but that's not the biggest thing. The biggest thing is this shit right here that I'm about to show you right here. That's the biggest thing. See that shit? I keep telling you, nobody does what we do, dog. See how we hit them? See how we hit that shit? They ain't used to that shit. Always remember, every guy before us, they just text message. They don't talk. Nobody, none of these guys talk to women, man. They don't talk to women, dog. They don't talk to women. They text women and shit. And then there's no interest in shit. You see what I'm saying? There's none. You see what I'm saying? I didn't see which one, a voicemail. I don't see what you, which one you talking about, Tyler? Fucking one you talking about. I don't see what you, I just see the one you sent. What are you talking about? What candle in the window? Oh, I just got it. Okay, I just got that motherfucker. I just saw it, Tyler. Hold on. Y'all, hey guys, the reason I laugh, this is how you guys, I laugh because this shit is so funny. This shit's so funny because it's so easy, man. It's so funny because it's so, Tyler, I got to put Tyler, I got to show him this one, Don. This is the real shit. Damn, dog. This guy, this is what we keep telling y'all, man. That laugh, this shit, because it's real. Tyler, that's what it's like. This is our life. Oh, guys, I got to show you this shit. Yo, let me blow this shit up. We're going to go bit by bit. We're going to go bit by bit. Let's take the first joint. Let's take her leg on. Let's show her first. Let's show her what the fuck she's saying. All right, let's look at this shit. All right, repeat this out, guys. This is what they do. I don't think we need to talk anymore. It was nice to meet you. Take care. Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, see that shit? Let me show y'all some shit. Then Tyler, look what he said, yo. When you would like to talk, but, you know, but be back, wait, to talk back, but I guess to be a bit back. Until then, I will keep a candle in the window. When you like to find your way back, let me know. Until then, take care. All right. So then guess what happened? Now, wait, that was, let me see the date. Let's see if we got this. Okay, we have it. Okay. So I think it was the next day. Now, remember, this is the woman that said, take care. Well, guess what the woman, The woman that said take care just called him. Tyler didn't answer the phone, sent a text, hey, I saw that you just called. Now, let's see, guys, I keep telling y'all, man, these women got to come back. Now, this is the same woman that said take care. Not only did she call, she said, so far, it's been the best day ever. Have a great day as well. See, this is her reaching out. But let me show you how cold Tyler is. Tyler then did this. Next line up, Tyler hit her with a voice message, right? Right now. Now, gentlemen, the woman that says we're not compatible, take care, you know, I don't want to see you anymore, and one fell swoop says, I have never been better, you're pretty, you're fucking amazing, guys, and y'all don't understand game. This is why we win. This I keep telling y'all, when you lace her with the drug of you, let her fucking go. They will always find their way back when you put a candle in the motherfucking window. Because that's what we do. That's what we do. We put the candle in the window. And I can't tell you how many times they'll say, well, take care. I'll talk to you later. You know what? Peace. See you later. And they come right back months later, weeks later. That is how it is. That's why we chill. Oh, you got one more? Oh, hold on, T-Dawg. Let me see it, brother. Hold on. That shit was so fucking funny. I got to grab the next one, dog. Hold on, T. Let me grab that shit. Let me grab that shit, fam. Continuation. But guys, this is what we're trying to show you, a game. We're trying to show you what it's like when you're actually a motherfucking man and you're playing by a different set of rules. Oh, Ty, let me grab that shit so we can go ahead and show our me pill community. Let me go ahead and grab that shit and show y'all guys. This is a continuation of that shit. Now, remember, guys, this is the woman that said, take care. You know, we can't see each other anymore. 313, I'll bring you 1 second. Got you 1 second, 313. Hold on 1 second. Let me pop this shit off so we can see what's happening with the world of the game and shit. So, all right, there you go. So let's get back to where we at. Let's take her name off and shit. So here we go. So remember, this is where we left off. So she said, so far, it's been day. He sends her the text message. She says, I've never day been better, right? Okay. Now, look at this. Now, remember the one that wants to let him go, right? Ready? Watch this right here. I've never been better. You're pretty amazing. Did you get your flight? Can you talk? See that? Look what he said. He didn't jump on that shit. He said 5 minutes. And it was the longest 5 minute wait in her life. And then today, after they talked, the woman that doesn't want to talk to him said to him, how was your flight? Because she's into him. Guys, I keep telling y'all, y'all guys don't understand how deep game is and what we do. But hold on real quick. I want to talk more about that. Let me grab 313. 313, sir, how can I help you, man? What's up?
Yeah, man. My name is Patrick, man. I just wanted to say, where's your work, man? I see your work, man. I used to listen to Player Supreme, and I just feel like you don't get any bitches, man.
I don't. Like, you're right. You're absolutely right. I agree with you. I agree with you. Listen, brother, you're right. So you shouldn't listen to us. I'm being honest with you. Let me pause you. Wait. There's no other argument. I agree with you, dog. I can't get women. I don't know what I'm doing, and I don't have any game. So I agree with you. So there's nothing else you should say. I agree with you.
You're an old man out here lying
to
these guys.
I agree with you. Right. Wait, stop. Wait, sir. I agree with you. So why are you yelling? I agree. I'm old, ugly. I don't have any game. You're right. So my question to you, 313, I just want to ask you one question. Why are you wasting your time listening to an old man who can't get women that doesn't have game? Can you just answer that question? You asked a question. Now I'm asking a question. Why are you wasting your time? 313. Can you tell me why you're wasting your time, sir?
Listen, man. My buddy put
no,
me
stop,
on.
No, wait. No, wait, stop. No. I need you to answer a question because I will hang up. I'm trying to give you a chance. You asked me a question. I answered you. So I'm asking you, why would you waste your time listening to a guy that has no game, is old, rickety, has no proof, no receipts, nothing. He's had nothing. He's a waste of your time. Why would you call that guy and just not, why call in? Can you answer the question, please?
I'm calling in so to ask you, where is your game? I'm not saying
no, stop.
That you...
No, I don't have, wait. I just asked you a question. I told you, I don't, listen. I'm agreeing with everything you said, so how can I give you my game when I don't have any game? So I don't understand what I don't understand. I'm agreeing with you. I don't have any game. I'm new at this. I'm new. I just started this. So I'm asking you, why do I need to explain myself to you when I told you I don't have any game, sir? I don't understand.
You're clearly admitting that you don't have any game. You're admitting
right,
that you're...
I admit it to you. Yes. I am admitting it to you. I have no
so why
game.
Why are you giving these guys advice? You're a fraud, man.
I'm a fraud. Yes. I just started this yesterday. I am a fraud. I just started. I agree with everything you're saying.
You're nothing like Player Supreme. You'll never be like Player Supreme.
Yes, you're right. But Player Supreme is a dead motherfucker right now, isn't he? He's dead. So go. You listen to a dead guy. But you listen to. Wait. Here's the guys. Here's the lesson in all this. Why is he thinking about another man? Wait. Why did he hang up? Why is he thinking about another man? Gentlemen, this is why I keep telling y'all guys, listen. Always remember, just agree with them. You don't argue with them. You don't try to prove yourself to somebody and something. Don't do that, dog. So you just agree with them. Always remember when somebody is angry and mad and, that's it. You just agree. That's all you do. You don't argue. You don't argue with them. Listen, guys, what will arguing do? I'm just talking to a wall, but here's the thing. He listened to me and he called me in. Oh, my God. And then he's like talking about a dead man and shit like he's, I don't, man. But see, he doesn't even know. I was around before Player Supreme. And I was also around when Player Supreme gave me that manual on coke control, but I'm not going to talk much about that. But anyway, but I was saying that. But you listen, the thing that y'all got to do is you never argue with these guys. You just agree. And that's it. If I agree with everything he's saying, then why is he still mad? I agree with him. But like I said, I agree with him. You agree with them. That's all you got to do. You agree with them and move on. And you know what? That motherfucking bitch is still listening right now. I bet she's still listening right now. Because the motherfucker's mad. And that's crazy. That is crazy to me. Huh. Yeah, I really am. You know, sometimes you just want to say thank you sometimes. It's really kind when they take time out of their busy schedule to call you. You know what I mean? I just want to say thank you. I hope he answers so I can say thank you. Come on. I just want to say thank you, and I really appreciate you telling me I don't got game. I wish God blesses you, okay, sir? Thank you so much.
You need to pray to God, man.
I appreciate it. I just want to say thank you because you know what? Without you, I can't be me, and I just want to say I appreciate you, dog, okay? So listen, you have a wonderful day, sir, and God bless you. See that, guys? I'm good. All right, let's see here. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Tyler, you got her sending your photos. I like that. Damn, Tyler, let's see. Let's see what we got here. Hold on, let's see what we got here. All right, you got the perfect. So here, your same chick that we were showing y'all. Let me show you. See that, guys? You just be nice to him. Kill him with kindness. all right, guys, let's get back to the game. Let's go. Let's show you what Tyler did. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Let me show you this right here. Give me a second here. Let me grab this one right here. So let's grab this one right here. Now, see, now let me show you how Tyler. Now, this is where Tyler really fucks her up. This is what I like right here. I like this right, this move right here. Now, I want y'all to watch what Tyler did because a lot of guys won't do that with the woman. Now, let me give y'all an example. So, an example, let me show y'all real quick. She just sent him, if y'all see, she sent him a photo, right? He got a photo, okay? So look at what Tyler's saying, okay? Very nice selfie. That is exactly what I was looking for. Wait, let me grab the next thing. It was exactly what I was looking for, okay? And he got a bone to pick with you and all this other stuff, and he's saying all this stuff. I can't give all that because I know y'all motherfuckers try to steal shit. Let's get to the bottom part. All right. We'll have to find a creative way for me to get to the bottom of that question when we meet, okay? All right? See that shit? I can't give you all that because y'all try to steal people's shit, but I'm just showing y'all that's how y'all run game, and that's how y'all talk to women. And that's the beautiful thing about the game right there, because how y'all run that shit. Always remember, how y'all run the game is just like this, by giving her examples and samples of what it's going to be like to be with you. That's what you want to do, and that's how y'all do that, dog. Wait, you said the sound froze? Wait, can y'all hear me? Guys, can y'all hear me? Check. Can y'all hear me? Let me know. It looks like it's moving. Can y'all hear me? Chat room? I don't know what the fuck Tyler, can y'all hear me? You can hear me? Okay, what the fuck is Tyler talking about? Shit froze. All right, y'all can hear me. All right, I don't know what Tyler's talking about. All right, so. But as I was saying to y'all, guys, this is what, see, what Tyler's doing is he's inviting her in and giving her an example of what he's saying. I would love to show y'all, but I don't want y'all grabbing his shit because a lot of y'all use what he's doing the wrong way, okay? But as I said before, remember the important thing in this game is that when she sees that he is setting firm boundaries and keeping check of his emotions and, wait a second, 817, how can we help you, sir?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, how can I help you, sir?
Hey, Steve. This is my first time tuning in, and I've seen you on the Miss Lucario show. That stuff that you have about your culinary and the chemical stuff, I just want to know where do I need to go to get on your program so I can get better at game?
Well, you just got to just send me an email, and I'll send you a pathway. We just start you from that point with coaching and all other stuff because it's a pathway. And you got to get your puzzle pieces and stuff too. So you got to do all that stuff.
So do I start with consulting first, and then I get on the programs, or how does that work? Or
well, we got to it's not that simple. We got to talk. I got to see where your mind is. I can't just say this. I got to see where your thinking is at. You know what I mean? So it's just steps and processes, buddy.
Okay, where can I find your email at?
Okay, just go to the website, and then there's a button that says contact your email, brother. That's all. It's there. Or look, themanmindset@gmail.com. Just that, there you go. Themanmindset@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no, no problem, man. Thank you for the call. Respect. Yeah, get at me and I got you, brother, okay?
Yes, sir. Have a good night. Thank you so much, sir.
All right, you too. Oh, no, thank you, sir. You have a good night. Thank you very much, sir. See, guys, the thing is what Tyler's doing and what we teach you guys, the one thing y'all can do is that, see, when you are able to – now, remember, if y'all just joining us, we're talking about what y'all guys do versus what men do. A lot of y'all guys do is y'all try to force the woman to like you or want to fuck you. What a man does is he invites the woman to see what he's doing to build trust in that woman without forcing trust. And see, what the thing that a man does, crayon time, guys, is that a man is always managing his expectations. See, y'all guys don't manage yourself. This is why you can't manage an expectation. And that's why your expectation is always sex, okay? And see, the thing is when you can really manage your expectation, that's where the results are going to come in at, okay? Because see, the thing that y'all guys don't understand, and most of y'all have, unfortunately, y'all have unrealistic expectations. And as long as you have unrealistic expectations, it is going to have a ripple effect on you guys because you are expecting something from somebody who doesn't even know you at all. So technically, when you see a woman, you expect her to take her clothes off and you know nothing about her, okay? You are then trying to force her, in your bedroom by trying to talk at her and not to her. And that's where a lot of things go wrong and everything like that, okay? Because a lot of you guys are always, there's a lot of effective things that happen to you guys out there, okay? Because of your unrealistic expectations, okay? All right? Your unrealistic expectations set off a chain reaction, gentlemen. It sets off a chain reaction. I want y'all to write that down. It sets off a chain reaction in a lot of you all right things, okay? You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you guys out there that's very, very important to understand in all this is that the chain reaction, okay, the chain reaction they'll have is that you're thinking, because even with women, and this is your reaction of just things in life or women in general, you expect everything to be easy and fair. A lot of you guys have this mindset that women should be easy and fair. That means that you don't have to do anything at all. And as soon as you meet her, she should automatically want to have sex with you, okay? But what happens for a lot of you guys out there is that you don't even talk to a lot of women because a lot of you guys complain about women. That's, you know, that red pill stuff. A lot of you guys give up on yourselves or give up on women and things like that, okay? Because y'all don't understand the work it takes to become great and to learn your core, okay? But for the next guy out there who doesn't believe that, they're also the same guy that also believes that you have to be born with game or something like that where you feel like you can't change your circumstances, okay? A lot of you guys feel like that the world is mean to you and nothing's fair for you and you can never change your circumstances. Thus, okay, now listen to me. This is very important, okay? This is very important, okay? This is why, let me see if I can grab it. See, what I'm saying is that when what people do, and you can always tell, and this is, and gentlemen, I want y'all guys to see this, okay? This is very important, okay? This is very important, okay? Let's look at the statement that JoJo said, okay? I'm sure y'all probably banned him, but let's talk about what JoJo said. JoJo said they're all better, right? But what is JoJo's problem? JoJo's problem is that if these guys are better, wouldn't he be listening to them right now? But because JoJo can't win in life, JoJo doesn't want you guys to win. So remember, what the mind does is it teaches you to attack the messenger and just bypass the message because they know they are not worthy of the information. And that, see, as I told you guys before, and this is how deep it is, game is about being worthy. And if you're not worthy of the information, you see what I'm saying? When you're not worthy of the information, then you're not really a student of it, and that becomes frustrating and mad. So you get mad at the person. So, but y'all have to understand that's the feminine. See what I'm saying? See, what y'all are witnessing is why we win, because these are the same guys that feel like the world is against them, and they're the same guys that can't even talk to women. So game is trusting yourself in every step you go and never looking back. Also, learning as you go. No, that's just a scratch of it. That's just one little crumb of game. It's just a piece of it. It's not just the, that's not the whole. But as I said before, for a lot of these guys out here, okay, see, because they don't know themselves, because they hate themselves, because they have no self-worth, and because they're mad at the world for what they can't do, when they see a woman, these are the same guys that actually think that a woman should get them without even getting to know them. She should want me automatically when we first meet. You see what I'm saying? Because even though these guys don't know how to communicate themselves clearly to women, remember, these guys cannot communicate themselves clearly. Because, see, the thing is that what y'all will learn is that a lot of these guys out here, okay, a lot of these guys out here are mad at you guys. They're not just mad at me. They're mad at you guys as well. Because they don't, listen, they realize that they're just not students of the game. Because I wish them well, but again, you don't argue with them. You just agree with them. You agree with them. You agree, and as you agree with them, they go away. But they won't go away. You want to know why? Because y'all don't understand a cry for help. All that anger and bitterness is a cry for help. They just saying, I need help, but I don't know how to ask for help. So I just want to yell at somebody to make myself feel better just for a few moments. So it's all good. You can't, guys, I keep telling you, it's law zero, man. It's law zero. But this is the beautiful thing about it. Because while they are focused on other men, you are focused on yourself. Thus, it goes back to the that 714 guy who keeps calling my show. You know what I mean? Even though we tell them to go, they just can't go away. They just can't do it. You see what I'm saying? And that's the whole thing, man. And that's the thing that a lot of guys don't see in game. And that's why they reach out or they get mad. They get angry. They get bitter. And you just got to let them go. You just got to let them. Listen, think about, I want y'all to see effort. I want y'all to see effort. You know how much effort. I guess, think about this. They get banned. They run to Google. They create a .com. Then they got to get an email to prove or unlock the email. Then they got to sign up to YouTube, and then they got to prove that just to get back on again. Y'all see that? Y'all see that right there? Look at think about all the steps that they got to take. And 1 second, you just destroy that by just banning them. And then they do the whole process again. Because remember, guys, y'all have to understand that nobody wants you guys out here to learn game. Nobody wants you out here to win. So what these guys would do, they'll do everything they can to be recognized because they're actually screaming for help. But you just move on. You just move on. And you just got to keep pushing forward, guys. Because that's just what they are, bro. Y'all can't get mad at them. Don't get mad at them. That's just what the fuck they are, man. Dog, you can't, listen, dog. Everybody can't be a winner, man. That's why I keep trying to tell y'all motherfuckers. Everybody can't win. Everybody can't win. You see what I'm saying? And they don't want you to win. And they don't want you to succeed. People don't want you to win or succeed. So just remember that, dog. Remember that, man. Okay? And as long as y'all do that, man, y'all good, dog. And he said, I did that as a kid, but imagine that doing it as a girl. Well, no, but think about this. These are grown-ass people, okay? Grown-ass people, okay? And that's what I'm saying, grown-ass people. But there's good news in this. This is what women deal with every day. There was a video. I don't even know if I can find it, but I need to pull that up. There's a video going around on TikTok where a guy's saying, instead of just dating women, why don't we just date men? Cause they understand us more. That's the new thing. Men want men to, accept, and they want to love, be loved by men now. That's the thing, man. So they're going to keep doing what they do. But for us, yeah, I gotta grab that TikTok. Yeah, I'll probably do something about, there was a TikTok where a guy said, I promise you. Hold on, wait. Let me see if I can find it, and I'll pause it. Y'all think I'm playing. Hold on a second. Let me pull it up to show y'all. Let me see if I can find that shit. Hold on, let me see if I'm going to pause it and show y'all motherfuckers. Hold on. Let me show you that shit. Hold on, watch it. I'm going to pause. Wait for it to just talk.
That's it.
Crazy.
There's no other reason why.
All right, wait, I'm about to pause. Let me see. Hold on.
Hold on. You guys are tired.
I think I'm lying. I'm serious. Watch.
You don't find that funny.
And you're going to say, instead of dating women, date other men or some shit. Watch.
You find that too dramatic.
Watch this shit. I swear to y'all. This is the thing.
The only people you
will be
comfortable with and be willing to understand fully are other men.
Watch this.
With us, it's just your masculinity and wanting to perform heterosexuality by having
sex. I'm going to show y'all. Watch.
That's it.
Here we go. Come on, lady. Hurry up.
Pursue women because you want to boost your ego. Other than that, you guys want each other.
Here we go.
And I've been saying this.
Here we go.
Come on, goddamn.
She's talking.
And I know there's probably going to be.
Here we go. Hold on.
I mean,
she's still talking. Oh, here we go. Got it. Y'all ready? Y'all don't believe me? Look at what the guy says. Hold on. Here we go. There's a guy. He said, let's leave women alone and start dating each other as men. Y'all think I was lying. Y'all thought I was lying. Y'all thought I was lying. Y'all thought I was playing around with y'all. I'm telling y'all. Look at that. Listen, look what he's saying. Y'all think I'm playing? Look what he's saying. This is the guys that call in. This is them. Y'all think I'm playing? It is to a point now where they want to date themselves. Y'all think I was playing. Y'all think I was joking. I was serious, man. These guys want to date themselves. I was showing y'all. I'm telling y'all. And that's what I was saying, man. Yeah, that's a lot of these guys. And those are the same guys that call in that are mad at me. They're the same guys. Think about what they're in love with another man. That's crazy. So yeah, gentlemen, just realize this before we wrap this up. All that, y'all got any questions? We'll go in there and stuff like that, man. But we want to make sure that y'all guys see this is what's going on. This is what's happening. This is how it is, man. Golly, it's crazy, dog. Men dating men. This is where we've gone to. So I'm going to see you. Yeah, man. It is crazy. This is where we've got to. So if y'all got any last questions, we'll wrap it up and everything. We'll answer any questions y'all got before we wrap this show up. But if y'all have questions, go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered and stuff. So let me close this shit up. So if you got any other questions, I'll answer that real quick before we wrap this up. And we...